In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the 14th days of the blessed month of Baba, may God begin it in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord. O my fathers and my brethren, amen. On this day, St. Philip, one of the seven deacons, departed. He was from Caesarea, Palestine. When the Lord Christ, to him is the glory, went through this area, this saint heard him teaching and followed him immediately. When the Lord chose the 70 disciples and sent them forth to preach and heal the sick, this disciple was one of them. The 12 apostles chose him as one of the 7 deacons appointed to serve. This apostle preached in the cities of Samaria and baptized its people. He also baptized Simon the magician, who perished when he tried to buy the gift of the Holy Spirit with money. One day the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." He rose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Kandak, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship. As he was returning and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet of Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless somebody guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at the scripture, preaching Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up off the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus, Ashdod, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. He went round the cities of Asia and preached the living gospel there. He had 4 daughters who preached the word of God with him. He brought many of the Jews, the Samaritans and the other, to the feast and departed in peace. His prayer be with us, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.